So R3 is the recruitment, retention, and reactivation of hunters and anglers and outdoor recreationists. And some of the information that's driving this initiative are trends like this that we see in our population base. So when you look at the age of purchase and the number of licenses sold at those ages, you see that we have a big hump in population here of people in that 20s and 30s age. We've got a lull in the population of folks that are of child-rearing age. And then you've got this hump of what we call the baby boomer generation. And as we know, as time goes on, people get older and start to age out of outdoor recreation. And so our industry is taking a look at this and saying, okay, well, what are we going to do when we lose this hump in our population? We should probably start thinking about that. We should probably start acting on the way that we do business to make sure that our business has a population to function from. So that's the premise. So again, R3 is the recruitment, retention, and reactivation of outdoor enthusiasts. And this is anybody from recreational shooters to hunters to anglers to campers and backpackers, trappers, and the population that we serve. So that's my job. My job is to work together with the department to look at how we do business and to see if there are ways that we can help supplement the future of what we do. So why is R3 important? From an R3 coordinator standpoint, my job is to try to figure out where my effort is best spent. And so I spend a lot of time looking at where our largest return on investment might be or some of the populations that we could diversify within and ways that we can reach those folks. And so I'm going to paint a quick picture for you and showing kind of where our current population is. This is a breakdown of our unlimited license opportunities in the state. We're already selling a lot of our big game licenses, all the big game licenses that we offer, you know, we're selling those. And so I don't have a lot of room for growth in those areas. But I do have room for growth in these unlimited licensing areas. So this red pie piece here represents our small game licenses. And this blue pie piece here represents our fishing licenses. So those are populations that are large. And we've shown some change in those over the last few years. So I'm going to keep breaking those down for you. In 2015, our fishing participation was at about 230,000 folks. Our participation in 2019 in fishing was down to about 203,000 folks. And that means that in 2019, we collected about $961,000 less in fishing licenses, and that includes the changes in price of fishing licenses over those years. This is in 2019, that's less than what we collected in 2015. Small game is the same. We had about 195,000 participants in small game in 2015. Participation in 2019 dropped down to 160,000. And that resulted in 2019, we collected about $2.9 million less from small game licenses than we did in 2015. So these are two areas with a huge potential for growth that I need to be focusing on from an R3 perspective, if that makes sense. So if that picture's been painted, what does this mean? So this is not just less money for our agency or for managing and protecting our resources, but these are also fewer people that are invested in the conservation of our resources. So you have people that are not actively engaging in those habits. So again, why is this important? Well, here's our population demographic, right? I just showed you what the decline was between 2015 and 2019. We're only just right there on the hump. We still have this hump to go of folks that are going to age out of recreation in the next 10 years. So again, the questions are, how are we doing business? Let's light a fire under our backsides about how we're going to change the way we do business to meet the needs of a changing population and the values that they represent. So what are we doing about it right now? That's where the R3 plan comes in, and that's what I want to update you on. So how can R3 help? Well, first and foremost, for a long time, we've talked about how we can expand our education opportunities or how we can do more outreach. And that's important. But we also need to talk about how can we diversify our user base. Those populations coming in after our baby boomers have different values. How do we make what we do relevant to a changing population? How do we reach those diverse audiences and include them in what we do? Diversifying our portfolio is not a phrase that we're unusual, or, you know, we're unfamiliar with. Increasing population invested in conservation. So are we bringing all of our conservation interested population together and working together for the future of that? And then also helping to bridge the gap between sportsmen and outdoor recreationists. So that's some things that R3 could potentially offer. And in our planning process, that's where we are now, is we're looking at South Dakota and how can we do those things? How can we accomplish those things with the populations that we serve and the resources that we have to offer? So we have an R3 plan that we're in the process of building. This is built off of the framework of an education plan that we've spent the last 3 years rolling out and have had a lot of achievements in, but now we're doing much more with that. We're including all teams in the agency, from law enforcement to education, communications, parks, wildlife, and commissioners. We have more voices as a part of this discussion now than we did 3 years ago. This also extends beyond education. We're talking about access and opportunity and regulations and resources and how we can very intentionally work across all the aisles on this front. We're being more intentional with our limited resources. And once adopted, so we're hoping to get through this process this spring, have a plan ready to go, bring it for the commission to review and adopt, and then spend some time reaching out to our stakeholder groups and give them a chance to see the resources that we have available and to agree to work together with the department to accomplish common goals. And that's really exciting. We can't be working against each other when we look at the future of what outdoor recreation looks like in the state. And so I can't wait to have those R3 stakeholder summits. The hope is to get everybody to sign on to a charter that'll help keep moving us in the same direction together. So with that, I would entertain any questions from the commission or wrap up.
Any questions, comments?
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. So we're just going to take a 5-minute break and see if we can't